Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call
on 106.5 The End.
Scientific research was done on the sunniest places and countries in the world. And the place with the most sunshine in the world is Sacramento, California. We did it, guys. We did it. And listen, I don't even fully understand the science as to why, but it looks like someplace in Asia gets a lot of sun, like as far as daylight goes, but it has a lot of cloud cover.
So the weather plays a part of it in it too.
Correct. So that takes it out of it. And then it says down here, during the month of July, Sacramento achieves the sunniest month for any city on Earth with an average of 14 hours and 12 minutes every day of 98% sunlight. I mean, wow, vampires, don't come here. We are not your city.
Also, redheads.
Yeah, redheads. You're not welcome.
That, and you know what?
Katie is a redhead, by the way. Katie, if you don't know, Katie is a redhead.
Natural redhead. I have always felt like an outsider in my own city. Mm-hmm. Born and raised in Sacramento. Proud of my city. Always felt proud, but always felt other. And now I know why. And as a person who Gavin describes as being made of flash paper.
Mm-hmm.
When I used to drive to work in the morning, like during normal commute time, before I drove to work in the dark for this job, especially in the summer, I would have to wear long sleeve shirts in the car because my arms would get sunburned on the drive to work in the morning.
Well, now windshields and car glass have UV protection in it, so you don't have to worry about that part anymore. So we're adapting to you.
Okay, listen. I think that's a really cute and everything, but this explains just so much. And I think it's time for me to move. And I never thought I'd say that, but this city isn't for me anymore. And it turns out it never was.
I love it here. And because of the sun, I love being in the sun. It just makes me, you know what I did yesterday?
What?
Laid out in the sun.
What a lot. I can't even imagine doing that.
You are a giant recessive gene.
Yes, I am.
If we were animals in the wilderness, you would have never made it past the age of one because you're practically an albino.
Yeah.
I'm shocked you don't have red eyes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when it comes down to it, I don't understand what it's like to be you.
Well, guess what? I don't understand what it's like to be you
either. It's wonderful. It's wonderful to be me.
Oh, my God. So I've had people be like...
I almost never sunburn.
I don't know. Okay. We went to Mexico last week, and I had to spend the entire time in an SPF shirt, and guess what?
Like a baby.
Like a baby. Which, by the way, I put sunscreen on under that because it was only SPF 50. The shirt only provided SPF 50, okay? Do you know what got sunburned on me?
What?
The top of my hands.
Oh, my
And you can
God.
See exactly where the SPF shirt stopped and where my hands, where the sun saw my hands.
Yeah.
And it is unfair. It's very unfair. I've had people be like, why don't you just, like, lay out and get a tan? My body doesn't do that. I don't know. What do you mean lay out and get a tan? This is something my skin doesn't do.
There was a last summer, Katie and I were lucky enough that we were able to bring our families together to Hawaii. And
yeah, it was so fun.
It was like I had a mother all over again, where she followed me around with the thickest, gloppiest sunscreen. And I kept telling her, I'm fine.
I kept saying we're closer to the equator.
Which doesn't make sense, okay? I sprayed myself in the morning, and usually that's good. I'm done. I'm done for the day. But she kept following me around. Gavin, you're getting pink. I'm going to put some right here. And I was getting a little pink, but I know my body, and I know that that pinkness, by the end of the day, will be gone. My body will just absorb sunburn for the most part.
The opposite was me constantly reapplying my sunscreen, yet I left with the worst sunburn I'd ever had. And
all right, so let's take this out. Okay, to recap, Sacramento, according to science,
is
now
trying to kill me.
It is the sunniest city in the entire world. So where do you want to go? Where do you want to move to?
Back to Scotland.
You're gonna go back to the Highlands.
We gotta. Okay, it's a cloudy climate, and because redheads can't be in the sun, our bodies make more vitamin D than other people.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
You're like a mutant. You're like in the X-Men. What's the worst superpower ever? Big D, what's your superpower? I make vitamin D.
But only for myself.
But only for myself. Does that heal you from injuries? No. Makes me in a better mood.